You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Wolverine.com Recruiting Podcast. I'm your host, EJ Holland. We're here to discuss another Michigan commit, this time in the 2024 recruiting class, as German defensive line prospect Manuel Beagle gave Michigan a commitment over the weekend, joining On300 linebacker Mason Curtis for a two-man 2024 class. Michigan off to a hot start already. Last cycle, Michigan didn't get its first commitment until closer to Thanksgiving. So definitely moving at a much more rapid pace early on this cycle. Curtis, a really good land with upside. Beagle, a really good land with upside. And when we're talking about Manuel Beagle, I know he's kind of a new name to Michigan fans. He picked up an offer this summer and quickly committed. So who is Manuel Beagle and how did this happen? Well, first on how did it happen, we talked a little bit about it in the Americ Kumba video podcast. If you haven't listened to that, go give it a listen. But quick synopsis, Brandon Collier runs PPI Recruits. It is an international database and recruiting service for kids across Europe and several other countries. Collier brings over international kids every summer to the United States to compete in different camps at different schools around the country. And so Beagle had an opportunity to camp in front of Mike Elston at one of Michigan's on-campus camps, really impressed him with his size at 6'5", 280 pounds, and 4'9 speed, moves extremely well at that size. Again, it's not just about the 4'9", 40 straight line speed, it's about his foot speed as well. He has a great background as a soccer player, and obviously they play great soccer out in Germany. So he's nimble on his feet. He's quick. He has a ton of upside. Obviously, he needs to improve from a technical standpoint. Doesn't have a ton of playing experience. Plays against lower level competition out in Europe. But the good news is he has 2 years to develop. I mean, he already is that ball of clay, right? You're 6'5", 280 pounds with 4'9 speed and a soccer background. I think that's a plus already. But he gets 2 years of playing high school football in the United States. He's moved over to Connecticut. He'll actually play at Choate Rosemary Hall, which is one of the premier prep schools in the Northeast. So that'll give him time to really develop, get used to playing high school football at a high level. And so I'm excited to see what Manuel Beagle becomes 2 years from now. I think he's going to easily be a 300 pounder. And if he's able to maintain that quickness and speed, I mean, he only has 20 more pounds to go to be a 300 pounder. If he's able to maintain that quickness and speed, I think you have yourself a steal out of Europe. So I think he's a big land. I think he's an intriguing land. And, you know, that's kind of how it happens through Elston's relationship with Collier, and they're getting another guy that Elston can mold. You know, I mentioned it as well with Americ Kumba. He's a guy with a, you know, ton of upside, and Elston is a great developer of talent and a guy that can identify talent. So taking Manuel Beagle early speaks volumes in regards to what Elston thought of him coming out of the camp. Let's go ahead and head to our producer, Trevor Ritchie, who's going to pull up some fan comments from our great message board, The Fort. And this one comes from UM Nighthawk. He says, not sure how I feel about international commits. We need highly rated prospects. My confidence is low that any of these guys pan out. Obviously, I hope they do. So Michigan has actually had plenty of success with international prospects. David Ajabo was a second round pick, should have been a first round pick. Kwity Paye was a first round pick coming out of Africa. Obviously, Michigan has not only Americ Kumba and Manuel Beagle coming straight from Europe. Eno Etta is new to football and has an African background. Collins Anchimpong has only played football for 1 year and recently moved to the United States from Ghana. So they're going with a lot of different European African backgrounds. And again, Michigan has already had success doing that. Elston recruited internationally during his time at Notre Dame. I'm not necessarily concerned. I think if Elston likes him, we should trust him, as I mentioned earlier, one of the top identifiers and developers of talent along the defensive line. Let's go ahead and head over to our next comment slash question. This one comes from John Doe. He asks, is there Mike Elston and then everyone else in recruiting? Maybe this is a question for EJ. So Mike Elston obviously working extremely hard on the recruiting trail. He has landed several edge prospects in the 2023 class, obviously landed Manuel Beagle. I think, you know, this staff still has a lot of young, hungry recruiters. Steve Klingscale, Ron Bellamy are guys that hit the recruiting trail really hard. New defensive coordinator Jesse Minter has been involved in a lot of these recruitments with Elston. So I think Elston's having plenty of success and should get a ton of credit. But I think the rest of the staff hasn't forgotten how to recruit, and I think you'll see more results from other position groups moving forward as the cycle continues to progress. Let's go ahead and head to our last question and our comment. This one comes from Rev the Man, loving this pipeline, lots of hungry upside kids. I think with that relationship that Elston has with Collier, you could see more overseas kids hop on board at Michigan. There are a couple international prospects I'm closely tracking. One in the 2023 class. Michigan needs another linebacker this cycle, and they are closely evaluating Kofi Taylor-Barracks out of England. He really impressed at the Future 50 camp in Florida. I think he's a guy that could get an offer later on in the cycle. And then in the 2024 class, Justin Okoronkwo out of Germany visited Michigan, camped, and earned an offer this summer. I think he could be the next 2024 land out of Europe. So that about does it, guys. I appreciate you for joining us. Always subscribe to thewolverine.com for $1, 1 year.